This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
9, 3, 0, 2, 8.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
This government, Republicans and Democrats, were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people could be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I really want to know. Are you that exceptional American? So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. As you know, we've got a brewing situation down there in Orange County. We're just talking about that. We'll have some more numbers for you to call if you're concerned and want to demand the resignation of Mr. Jeff Bishop for being a racist bigot, the principal at Santa Ana High School. We have board members you can call. Valerie Amakuza. Yeah, Kua, I guess. Azukua. There you go. Rigo Rodriguez. PhD, I guess. Alfonso Alvarez. Clerk. And Cici Iglesias. And John Palacido. Yeah. So we'll give you those phone numbers if you want to call. Those are the people on the board that govern the superintendent, Stephanie Phillips, who hired her, and the principal reports to her, this Mr. Bishop. And boy, did we hear from the parents down there in Aliso, Miguel, didn't we, in the last hour? And the kids, by the way. The kids who don't just like being called a racist by an adult principal. See, this is all part of what we have to do to turn this country around when we start talking about adult principals of high schools, big high schools, makes these pronouncements about kids at a high school being racist. accusing these high school students of being racist. I'm telling you, I've just never in my life heard of such a thing. I mean, we used to talk administratively. You know, you go to this school, you're going to have this problem. You're going to have this gang. You're going to have this. You're going to have that. And seldom would we have these, very seldom, in my sphere, I've been up and down the state, but very seldom would we have these racist organizations come in, or communist organizations, cell groups. And it did happen. Yeah, it did. It really did happen. And see, this is, I know the network and how it all works, and we would address it. And we would administrate. There were things we would do. And I'm not going to tell you all the things because they're still actively being done to countermeasure some of the absolute hateful things that go on with racist groups and organizations. But one of the toppers that they do, I mean, it's like the apex of racist behavior is to tar people collectively like this principal did. I mean, just out and out did it. The student body of a high school in Orange County. It's just outrageous. So they rose up, they spoke, they all came down to the school board, Ed and Elise Ovea, and guess what? They hammered on this principal. By the way, the Facebook page is down, the offending one. 12:06 a.m. Saturday morning, the principal goes on in a lambaste, calls everybody racist at the school. It was terrible. Anyway, I don't know if he was in a drunken stupor or what, but let's hope that the school board acts correctly. And we can applaud them for acting correctly. That's what they should be doing. They should have forthwith fired him, terminated him immediately. I can't say anymore. All right, so we're done with that. We got other things. There's other things we got to do. There's no question about it here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so other offending stories. We're watching what's going on with the hurricane. You know, see if we can't get an update. A little other thing, though, that is a big one, a real big one. Jeff Sessions exploring potential investigation of Google and Facebook and Twitter. Look, I hate to tell these guys at Google, Facebook, and Twitter, because there's some other things going on here with Google, Facebook, and Twitter that we're about to explore. But, you know, when you're called to a hearing in front of the Senate or in front of the House of Representatives, and people like Alex Jones show up, and they're out screaming and yelling in the hallway of the Rayburn building where you're testifying, and there's all these people that are from the Justice Department. They're watching intently, and they're listening in on how you're behaving, Mr. Zuckerberg, and those guys from Google and Twitter. Google didn't even show up to the hearings. They didn't even show up. So what this portends with this potential investigation, you can see it on the horizon now. They're going to go after these guys. And this is what I was saying all along. They're going to go after these guys sooner or later, Facebook and Twitter. I don't even know if my Facebook is up. It's intermittent, actually. Okay, I'll check it. I'm back to Bishop's. Oh, his is way down. Mine's showing some life. Let's see if we've got the A21R Facebook. Yeah, you can go to paul.preston.a21r, get you to Facebook. Yep, I'm up. It's ready. It's going. Here it is. All right. See, I've got a lot of people who are just, they say they're not even bothering with Facebook anymore. I think that's really what I'd really like to see some numbers on Facebook. We should probably quantify that so that we have some numbers. But my understanding, at least in my population, people, and they're just moving away. The fastest growing population using Facebook up until these recent crises were people of my age, right? That's what they got. The racist one. I'm perseverating again. So anyway, my Facebook's okay. His is not. But getting back to these guys, anytime you're asked to come, if you're in that kind of position, if you're asked to come before any of these people to be heard, there's probably going to be some reaction, especially if you got a president, same party, and everybody else, same party, then it's probably pretty close to being assured that this is what's going to happen to you. Something not good is going to happen. And that's exactly what we have going on right now. Something not good. So there's going to be an investigation by the Justice Department. I believe that on the horizon, you're going to see ultimately these organizations broken up, antitrust and all that stuff. Just exactly what happened with AT&T back in 1994. And by the way, wasn't it beneficial to John Q. Public when it happened? Everybody back then, we all were hardwired to phones. You had to have a wire. Everywhere there's a wire. We have millions of miles of wire. Think of the profit potential by the robber barons, if you will. All these people who controlled metal, wiring, and so on. I remember a company called Anaconda. Anaconda Copper Company, I think. And boy, I can remember they had a huge lot in Orange, California. And they were running copper wire everywhere. That was in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. Then as you got into the 80s, not so much because, you know, then it got into some things called fiber optics. And all of a sudden, cell phone technology, telephony was changing. And they knew, everybody knew what the technology was. The AT&T Bell Labs, by the way, fabulous Bell Labs. Bell Labs had contributed so much, and still does to this day, so much scientifically, but they were starting to build things like, wow, wireless communications, real cell phones and things. They knew this technology was going to happen, and they knew that if they had one company controlling communications, it wasn't going to work for the country. So they broke it up. AT&T was broken up in 1984, and look at what kind of phones we have today. We'll be back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA. And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. Okay. Listen. We've got tons of information coming your way. Michael Moore. What a moron. Michael Moron. Is it Michael Moron? What is wrong with me? Listen, there are so many good things happening, right? Finally, the Pope speaks up. Pope Francis okays probe a bishop accused of sexual harassment. No more silence for you. But people are just raging on this Pope thing and this perversity that's gone on. Here we go. I wanted to get to this earlier, and for whatever reason, it wasn't there. There was no there, and now the there is here, so... here we go. Michael Moore doubles down on claim that Trump could be America's last president. I think it's possible. This guy's so off the rails. He's disgusting. His time is over, I think. He could be the last movie maker. Well, of his genre, of course. The phony things that he's made. You know, the stuff he did in the Columbine situation is just really vulgar and disgusting as a human being. So, his time is over. I mean, really. It says here that in this article, is this an AP thing? No, it's Fox News. It says here, controversial documentary filmmaker Michael Moore doubled down on his claim that Donald Trump could be America's last president on Wednesday during an appearance on the far left MSNBC. Last month, Moore made headlines when the trailer for his new documentary, Fahrenheit 11/9, referred to Trump as the last president of the United States. The anti-Trump filmmaker sat down with MSNBC's Chris Hayes, who asked Moore about the bold claim. Quote, I think it's possible. Absolutely. I think that we have someone in the White House who has no respect for the rule of law, who dislikes democracy by an incredible degree, which doesn't make him really any that much better from other billionaires or CEOs because their businesses are not democracies. See, this guy is such a moron, he doesn't know the difference between a republic and a democracy. He believes in dictatorships. When you hear people talk about democracies and we got to do this for the democracy and we got to do that for... They're talking about what you want for the dictatorship. We don't live in a democracy in this country. We're not a democracy. We're a republic. We have a republican form of governance. Look it up. The word democracy, Democrat, whatever, is not in the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, or Bill of Rights anywhere. Not once. You have a pure democracy, you have a dictatorship. When you have all sides agreeing, you have totalitarianism. That's what you have. I mean, you can get consensus. But when you have everybody marching in lockstep about everything, one singular ideology driving you, such as what we see here in California, you have a dictatorship. Great for democracy, right? Well, it is. California's great for democracy. Look what it gets. The president believes in republican form of governance called through the Constitution. That's why Mr. Moore is a moron. So he's showing his ignorance here by his comments, of course. He's proving him when he makes the movie, absolutely, that he's a moron. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. So why do we even have... Well, I guess we have to have somebody to punch at, right? It says, people like Trump rule by fiat and don't like when other people have a voice in their decision-making. Right. And, of course, Obama, I got a pen and I got a phone. Right? Oh, the Constitution's an imperfect document. Those would be the words of Obama. They also like to take home the bulk of the money with them. So this is putting somebody like that in charge of a democracy is a very dangerous thing. And especially, it's more dangerous with him because he has a complete lack of ideology. Moore told Hayes. Moore never truly explained why he feels Trump could absolutely be the final president of the United States. Hayes then pointed that out to that it appears Moore thinks Trump is particularly dangerous because he doesn't believe in anything. And the filmmaker responded by sort of complimenting Vice President Pence. People say to me, well, if we impeach Trump, we'll have Pence. I go, great. At least he believes in something. Well, what is that something? Moore said before, declaring he's not afraid to have a debate with Pence. Okay. Moore has been on a media blitz promoting his new film and recently blamed pop star Gwen Stefani for Trump's rise to power with one of the most bizarre theories in recent memories. Moore posits that Trump's now famous or infamous Trump Tower campaign announcement was an effort to prove his popularity to NBC after allegedly learning that Stefani's performance fees as a coach on The Voice were larger than on his The Apprentice, which aired its final season with him as host in 2015. What? Oh, God. Who wrote this? Who wrote this? I'm going to get to that. He'd been talking about running for president since 1988, but he didn't really want to be president. There's no penthouse in the White House. This is a quote. There's no penthouse in the White House. Michael Boron. And he doesn't want to live in a black city. Doesn't want to live in a black city. See, this is the right. This Michael Moore and Jeff Bishop, the principal at Santa Ana High School, perfect match. Listen to this stuff. There's no penthouse in the White House, and he doesn't want to live in a black city, Moore said. That's what he told the Hollywood Reporter. He was trying to pit NBC against another network, but it just went off the rails. What is this about? I know. Must have been CBS or something, right? CBS, that's right. Fager, 60 Minutes. Ben Rhodes, David Rhodes, yeah, that sort of thing. I know we're not feeling the love here. Moore's film, Fahrenheit 11/9, debuted last week as the opener of the Toronto Film Festival. It is a play on his previous 2004 documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11. Right, wait a minute, 9/11, Fahrenheit 9/11, that sought to expose mishandling in George Bush's White House following the attacks on September 11th. 2001, the latest film will seek to do the same to Trump at a key time for the country, the 2018 midterm elections. That's going to be so devastating to the red wave. Listen, did you believe what I just read? There's no penthouse in the White House, and he doesn't want to live in a black city. Okay, so those of you that want to call Santa Ana Unified School District and talk to Dr. Stephanie Phillips at 714-558-5512. I mean, and ask her if she's ever seen Michael Moore's Fahrenheit 11/9. Or ask him if there's any penthouse in the White House. I mean, it's the same stuff. I'm just having too much fun today. Anyway. No more Michael Moore for you. It's over. And that's the last. I think this is the last time I'll ever report anything about Michael Moore. We have too many other things to do. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, newcaliforniastate.com. The big convention coming up October 5th and 6th, Irvine, California. We'll be there.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
So Kamala Harris, we'll call her Kamala Harris. Is under a lot of fire right now. We mentioned this in the first hour, and so we're getting to it. I'm telling you, we got a script going on here. Got to stick it to it. Senator Kamala Harris is facing backlash after several fact-checkers questioned a heavily edited video from her office that depicts Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh as anti-woman. Another anti-anti. This is sexist now. She's a sexist. We had racist last hour. We got sexist this hour. And morons to boot. What is wrong with me today? Listen, it's got to be the coffee. Agenda 21 coffee, which outranks Trona coffee any day. So here we have Senator Kamala Harris is facing this battle. Harris, a California Democrat. Oh, boy, here we go. Kamala Harris. I like that, don't you? Kamala Harris, a California Democrat and member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, which will decide if Kavanaugh gets a lifetime appointment to the nation's highest court, tweeted out the clip which shows Kavanaugh mentioning the term abortion-inducing drugs, a term that Harris slammed as a dog whistle. That wasn't a whistle. No, wait a minute. I shouldn't have done that. No, I'm being surrounded. As a dog whistle for going after birth control. All right. Let's see. This, we got the clip. I think we played this the other day, but we're gonna see if we can get this to play again.
The form would make them complicit in the provision of
the
abortion-inducing drugs that they were, as a religious matter, objected to.
Okay. That was her edit. Now we're going to go to the story, though. To quickly get to this. This is part of it. Discusses the Mueller probe and so on. This is actually what stuff that was happening. So we're going to play this, see what we can get out of this.
Special Counsel Mueller or his investigation with anyone?
Well, it's in the news every day.
Have you discussed it with anyone?
With other judges, I know.
Have you discussed Mueller or his investigation with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer? Be sure about your answer, sir.
You're guilty.
Well, I'm not remembering, but if you have something you want to...
Are you certain you've not had a conversation with anyone at that law firm?
Cassowitz, Benson...
Cassowitz, Benson, and Torres, which is the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, who is President Trump's personal lawyer. Have you had any conversation about Robert Mueller or his investigation with anyone at that firm? Yes or no?
Is there a person you're talking about?
I'm asking you a very direct question. Yes or no?
Okay, so she's like... throwing the questions out. You got the flavor there. So now she's being critical. They're criticized. People are being critical of her. They're calling her out. And especially about this little clip that we played before. It's totally disingenuous and a falsehood. So the tweet suggests that Kavanaugh seeks to take away a woman's constitutionally protected right to make her own health care decisions. The now viral post has been retweeted more than 15,000 times and liked more than 30,000 times, and former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton parroted Harris on Wednesday, days after her claims were rebuked. Crucial facts admitted. This is why they're not happy, right? This is why they're not happy. But the fact checkers didn't find Harris's commentary or the edited video even remotely accurate. The Washington Post, of all people, gave the senator 4 Pinocchios, its most egregious rating, saying the Post admitted crucial facts such as that Kavanaugh was actually quoting the terminology used by the plaintiffs. This is it. This was a quote he was attributing to someone else. And she used it in that context like it was his. It wasn't. Now, Clarence Thomas weighs in on Cory Booker. Another one of those counts. The Spartacus moment. The Spartacus moment. He comes up with the claim on Spartacus. You got to like Clarence. You know, remember he went through all this garbage. Maybe you don't, but in his confirmation hearings, he sure did. It was terrible. He absolutely was. It was terrible.
It didn't start out too easy. You mentioned in the book that you grew up in Pinpoint, and then when you're in a home which didn't have water, it didn't have electricity. Mm. When the house burned down, you moved to Savannah, and conditions got worse.
C-SPAN Library Congress interview.
The winter of 1995, you remember being hungry.
1955. Yeah, boy, I was doing fine in 1995.
1955, you were hungry without knowing when you would eat and cold without knowing when you would be warm.
That's a horrible feeling. But, you know, I just get worn down. I was with a young woman who happened to be black in Kansas recently, and she said something really interesting. She said, "I'm really tired of having to play the role of being black. I just want to go to school." And I think at some point, we're going to be fatigued with everybody being a victim.
Yep.
When I was a kid, there were tons of people who were in really bad circumstances. My grandfather would not let us wallow in that. And as you could tell throughout this book, he's my hero. He is the single greatest human being I've ever met. with 9 months of education. But he never saw himself as a victim. He used to say that he was a motherless child. He never knew his father. His mother died when he was 7 or 8 years old. Of course, they didn't have birth certificates then, so he never knew quite how old he was. And then he was raised by his grandmother, who was a freed slave. Then she dies. And then he lives with an uncle who has 12 or 13 kids and who was a hard man. And yet he never complained. And he always said, he would have this saying when you'd want to whine or something. He said, you know, you have to play the hand you're dealt. He'd always said, in those days, blacks played bid whist a lot. And he'd say, you always have to play the hand you're dealt. If you're dealt a bad hand, you still have to play it. And when we would whine about things, if you look at the bust in my office that my wonderful wife had made for me when I went on the court, his favorite quote was, old man Kant is dead, I helped bury him. That is what I grew up with. That was in, I don't know if you saw the movie The Help. That's my family. We were the help.
We were the help. This one, though, I think this is the best one. We're going to get into this right now. If it's playing, I think it is. Here we go.
Cycles for the court about, you know, preserving the legitimacy of the Supreme Court. What do you think about that kind of a question, and what really, in your view, preserves the legitimacy of our court in this country?
First, I have no idea what they're talking about. I think what preserves all of our legitimacy, and it's what we were talking about with Greg Coleman, that we do our jobs honestly, we do it with integrity, we do it with an ethical foundation, a moral foundation, we follow the law, we live up to the oaths that we take. And I think brick by brick, we build the structure and fabric of a society. Not one of us can tear it down or build it up by ourselves. But you just think about it. How many people can you use in leadership positions today? The word that I used about Greg, honorable. Honorable, not the honorable. Honorable. If we could use that word about more people who are in public life, people who actually ask the questions at confirmation hearings instead of Spartacus, we use...
Okay, that was Clarence Thomas about Spartacus. I love that guy. I love that guy. Let's have that Spartacus moment. You know what I mean? That was Clarence Thomas referring to Spartacus in the hearing, and of course that was Cory Booker. What a great, you know, this is a class act. This is, you know, he's on the Supreme Court. His hearings were just incredibly dishonorable to him. And he came back and slammed it. He really slammed it. I thought he did a fantastic job. And I stand by that guy any day. A man who had much adversity in his life. And then to be a black man being attacked by the Democrats. See, this is what you understand. He's a black man being attacked by the Democrats. Let's, kind of have... You know what's really funny? Is there's another Spartacus moment that occurred. There was another Spartacus moment. It was Friday night in Orange County at a football game in which we had a Spartan stand up and declare everybody racist. Bold step, right? Bold step. I just happened to think that the Spartacus moment is something that Mr. Booker had and everybody else. We're going to check in right now to see what is really going on with this whole thing with this the beach down there in Foley Beach, South Carolina. What is happening? Where the storm is coming in and all this other stuff. This Hurricane Florence has been a Category 2 storm, considered to still be dangerous. The massive storm will impact millions as it charges towards the southeastern U.S. and is expected to bring in with it massive amounts of rain, dangerous flooding, and powerful storm surges. That's the problem. it's like I was talking about in the first hour. We've got these problems like, you know, earthquakes have aftershocks. You've got storm surge here. You know, yeah, you got the wind, you got the rain, and then you got the storm surge. That is a problem in that flooding. So millions of people, as many as 10 million people are going to be affected by all this. This is lots of millions of people. And, of course, we're trying to get the live feed going on here to find out what is... It's not pulling up the live feed, which I don't know why it's not doing that. You know, it's just a computer problem. It's always something, right? Let's see if we can get something going on here. Watsonville, North Carolina, and see if they've got it going. Oh, we got to play the commercial first, so we got to go live through that. So this epic storm surge is predicted for landfall. They talk about how this is some of the stuff that we heard earlier. They talk about how drones are going to be playing such a big role in all this stuff. Anyway, what is going on here? We're going to get a minute of this, then we got to get back into something else. It's a very important article. That I'm trust me, I'm getting through my agenda today, and it's a wonderful thing. See if we got any kind of play on this. No sound. It's just we're watching the big waves come ashore and all that good stuff. So this is in Wrightsville Beach, North Carolina. Everything's getting dark. You can see the storm actually kind of barreling in. Okay, another article that we picked up. In fact, everybody in New California kind of swamped me on this story. So we're going to get through it. Trust me, we're going to get through it. Republican House candidate says man tried to stab him. This is a people I know and directly are related to. So that's why we're covering this. I mean, aside from the fact that a Republican, a man tried to stab him. You know, I hate it when this happens, don't you? I mean, in all seriousness, where did this all come from, I guess, is the bigger question. Why is this sort of thing happening? You know, I don't know why these things are happening. I really don't. But I do know one thing. It's very, very wrong what's going on here. So we have this Republican candidate who was nearly stabbed to death. And the only reason why it wasn't stabbed to death is because apparently, from what we're hearing here, is that... the individual's knife didn't open up. His switchblade didn't open up. Saved his life. Castro Valley man accused of switchblade assault on GOP congressional candidate. Yeah. This is first part is by Steve Frank. Says, I know some consider politics a blood sport, but this is ridiculous. I have been an advisor to Rudy Peters running for Congress against that sophomore twit, Eric Swalwell. Okay, so Eric Swalwell, you know that guy. You see him on Tucker Carlson promoting impeachment, higher taxes, and the Russian collusion canard. Now a crazy that has a severe case of TDS, that's Trump derangement syndrome, tried to use a switchblade on Peters. So this is a guy running against Swalwell, Rudy Peters, who... A lot of my friends know this guy, that's a close associate. According to witnesses, 35-year-old Castro Valley resident Farzad Fazeli approached Peters at his booth in an aggressive manner and made a disparaging, profanity-laced remark about the Republican Party and President Donald Trump. Says during the incident, Fazeli allegedly pulled out a switchblade knife and attempted to stab Peters. The knife malfunctioned and the candidate became involved in a physical struggle with Fazeli, according to Sheriff's Sergeant Ray Kelly. The suspect then fled the scene but was detained a short time later by deputies and was found in possession of a switchblade knife, Kelly said. This is getting serious, writes Steve Franks. Remember, Maxine Waters said she had no problem with violence against President Trump or his supporters. This is what happens when the crazies listen to Pelosi and the resistors. Says witnesses say the 35-year-old Castro approached Peters at the booth in an aggressive manner, made the disparaging comments. We have something here. What is this? This is from Castro, Eric Ennis. I just saw the interview of Farhad Frizzali's mother, where she claimed her son, Fazad, was the victim when he attacked the California 15th Congressional District candidate, Rudy Peters, and got arrested for pulling a switchblade on Rudy Frizzad, on Rudy. Frizzad threw a cup at Rudy, which shattered, and threatened Rudy's life. Yet Fazad is the victim because Rudy responded to defend himself. Folks, this really shows what is wrong in politics today. Leftist leaders on the Democratic Party, like Fazad's mother, blah, blah, blah. This is true. Let's thank Maxine Waters for this. Let's thank her for this. She's the one. He was arrested on felony charges, criminal threats, brandishing a weapon. He met a $50,000 bail, I think, somewhere. I don't know if this particular article has it. I've read several articles on this, but he met bail, and he's now out. He's now out. $55,000 bail. His family said they plan to get him out of jail Tuesday night. So that was probably yesterday morning. This article's from yesterday. He has a stay-away order to keep his distance from Peters after the incident, according to his campaign. Peters is a founder and co-owner of Arad, A-A-R-D, Solutions, a company that specializes in systems engineering and targets U.S. defense, U.S. government intelligence agency. He's lived in Livermore since 1991. So the best for Rudy Peters and the worst for Mr. Fazad. You just don't... I mean, come on. It's politics. See, this is the objectification that has gone on by way of the left, and people like Nancy Pelosi and people like Maxine Waters and so many other the haters out there. And, you know, the thing that is really kind of funny, this guy Jeff Bishop, he was really into making comments on Facebook about unchristian haters. The students were unchristian haters at Aliso Niguel High School in Orange County. He gets a principal, an adult man, gets on there on Facebook at 12:06 a.m. on Saturday after he loses a football game and makes those kind of comments. Is this what we're coming to, this kind of stuff, when an adult principal or administrator makes these kind of comments to children in school? And now we're getting our candidates having switchblades pulled on them? All from the left. All from the left. Isn't it kind of odd? Anyway, got a break coming up. Stay with us through the break. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. We'll be right back.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic. My only child was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Okay, a little reminder to call. Asking people to call the Santa Ana Unified School District and demand that the principal resign in Santa Ana High School. It's just kind of, oh, by the way. I mean, this is so revolting and vulgar and disgusting. It's got to happen. I mean, it really does have to happen. So the superintendent's number, and by the way, Dr. Stephanie Phillips. Now, this is designed to help her make a decision and support a decision in firing him. That's the way it works, okay? Just she'll listen. Her secretary will probably take the answer, or you can leave a message and be very nice and polite and professional and say, look, this guy's got to go. He's a racist. He's a bigot. And I'd use those terms, absolutely. I'm using them on the radio because this is clearly a racist bigot who does not need to be around kids when he's actually accusing several thousand kids at a high school are being racist collectively. It's outrageous. So her number, 714-558-5512. So that's Dr. Stephanie Phillips. She's Santa Ana Unified School District. Santa Ana Unified School District. Dr. Stephanie Phillips, 714-558-5512. Now, I'm going to be leading the charge. I'll be calling this morning and trying to get an interview and talk to her about what the district's going to. I'll be professional, of course, always. But we want answers to this. This is really good stuff. If you're a racist, if you know what I mean, you shouldn't allow it to stand. There's no question. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.